From KALW, this is Sights and Sound Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is Oakland singer and songwriter Bea DeVoe. Hey, Bea.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I am so happy you're here, as always. Bea's beautiful debut album is Chrysalis, and the music you hear is from Chrysalis. The neo-soul R&B collection touches your heart and is so soothing. You can purchase it now on Bandcamp.com. And right now, we're going to hear Bea's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area.
Every day I'm finding
First up is Reinhardt Redwood Regional Park in Oakland. And in the mid-1800s, this was a popular logging spot that supplied the Bay Area with building materials. Today, it's home to beautiful redwood trees and forest animals. Visitors can also go camping, hiking, and horseback riding. Now, Bea, why do you like coming here?
I have so many beautiful memories at Reinhardt Regional Park. I used to go with my family and our dog, and we'd bring our bikes, and my aunt and my uncle, and just everybody would come together. We would, you know, either barbecue or just sit in the sun and enjoy the day. But it wasn't until like 2 years ago that I finally made my way back to it. And I hadn't been able to visit there since I was probably like under the age of 10. So it just brings back such beautiful memories, and it's such a beautiful place to be, beautiful place to walk through. If you're ever looking for a wonderful afternoon in the sun or in the bay in Oakland, I suggest going for a hike or a nature walk. Promise you won't be disappointed.
I agree. It is such a beautiful place to go, and sounds like nice memories. That's Reinhardt Redwood Regional Park in Oakland. Your next pick is one of my favorite spots, and that's Wildflower Arts in Oakland. This art venue hosts events such as live music, book readings, listening parties, and a whole lot more. When you go inside, you'll see some comfy couches, a bunch of musical instruments lying around, and art all along the walls. If you're an artist who wants to show their work, Wildflower also rents out their space. Now, Bea, tell me why you like this place as much as I do.
I've had the privilege of being there multiple times, both for events and also to perform. And it's been such a beautiful place. The community there that they've been able to build across, you know, so many different diasporas, it's just beautiful. I was recently there for an event put on by an artist by the name of Oddity. And then I was also there previously for a Because of Black Music I Am event, jam night, and like game night. It's like a combo deal. They also have a featured artist that they bring in, thanks to Valerie Trout, who runs that organization. And so, yeah, it's just been a beautiful way for me to connect with other artists. And I really have dreams and hopes of doing a show there soon. So, yeah, shout out to Wildflower. And thank you, Nora Free and Tiffany Austin, for creating a beautiful space.
Well, if you do a show, you know I'm going to be there.
I'd love to see you.
That's Wildflower Arts in Oakland. And your final pick is Alice Street Bakery Cafe in Oakland. The cafe makes European-style desserts such as cheesecakes and cookies. Mm-mm. And the children's book Alice in Wonderland heavily influences this spot. When you walk inside, you'll see drawings of Alice on the wall. Even their drink menu has names such as Mad Hatter and Queen of Hearts. So, Bea, I don't know why I never heard of this place. Tell me more. What'd you like to order here?
Yeah, so I used to go there because my younger brothers went to, I think it's Lincoln Elementary. That's right next door. It's an all red Chinese American school. And so they went there for a few years, and me, my stepmom, and my brothers would go to that little bakery often after picking them up, and we would get an iced coffee, and then we would get the pineapple buns. And so that's what I think you should go and grab yourself if you're ever in the area, if you're ever in downtown. It's so good. It's always fresh. They're so kind. I think they make everything fresh daily. So, you know, you just won't be disappointed. And it's one of the best pastries ever, in my opinion. Not too sweet. It's kind of similar to a concha, but it's like the Chinese pastry version.
You had me at fresh and pineapple buns.
Yes.
That's Alice Street Bakery Cafe in Oakland. I've been speaking with Oakland singer and songwriter Bea DeVoe. Their album Chrysalis is out now. Go buy it. It is such a gorgeous album. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by True Gwynn. I'm Janae Darden.